I'm Phil McDonald from 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. I look ahead to the upcoming season for Lake Michigan Catholic football with Coach Toby Riley and a few of his senior leaders. Lake Michigan Catholic is celebrating 50 years of Laker football this season. This is also the first season that Catholic will be playing in the eight-man division. We start our conversation with Coach Riley.
All right, Toby, another season, Team 50. It's kind of a special season for LMC this year.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, 50 years is a long time to do anything, but, you know, playing football consecutively for 50 years, we're excited for the season. But more importantly, we're excited to represent this, you know, Team 50, represent everyone who came before us. So,
Team 50 is going to be the first eight-man team for Lake Michigan Catholic. Maybe talk a little bit about the transition that you as the head coach and the coaching staff has gone through, going from coaching 11-man to now coaching 8-man. Has it been a big transition, a big adjustment for you guys?
Not necessarily. We played one 8-man game last year. We've played JV 8-man before here. Mm-hmm. So it's just the biggest thing is getting used to the field size, you know, because the field's a little narrower. When the first time we came out to the field and saw it painted, we're like, this can't be our field, you know, because it was a little more narrow. So that's been a change getting used to that. But, beyond that, it's, football's football. As I've told you many times, we got to block, we got to tackle, we can do those things, we'll be fine.
And what's nice is the conference that you guys have formed with the others in the area. There are some nice natural rivalries that are coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially the old Red Arrow with a few additions. And travel time's not going to be a huge thing. And we got a couple of non-conference games that, you know, we're going to have to travel a little bit. But, as this gets bigger here in Southwest Michigan, I fully see eventually, you know, we'll have a 10-team closed schedule here, I don't know, within probably a few years, I would guess. Mm-hmm. That is good. I mean, I don't know how long the Red Arrow was around before it was I can't remember what it was before then. all of those rivalries, you know, when you look back at our history, you know, the teams that we've played the most, New Buffalo is the team that we've played the most, and followed by closely by Bridgman and Eau Claire, and, you know, so all of those natural rivalries, you know, we've had them for forever. So it's good to get back in and have those ready to go again.
You mentioned these guys in junior high played an eight-man schedule. So have you noticed it probably hasn't been a big adjustment for them as far as the preseason, the practice, going to with the eight-man drills?
Yeah, no. Again, and drills are, I mean, it's no different than 11-man. You know, mm-hmm. the biggest thing is getting used to spacing and you know, just lining up in the right spot. Again, certain plays I've called an 11-man that were called something in 11-man that are now something different. And I find myself still calling them 11-man version, and they correct me. No, that's not that. It's this. Oh, yeah, you're right. So, that's been a bit of an adjustment. But, you know, for the most part, like I said, it's camp hasn't been any different than any of the other eight other camps I've been to here at Lake Michigan Catholic. So, it's been a good start to the season so far. We had a great first week. So, you know, it's get rid of this humidity, I think,
yeah,
and we'll
it'd
be nice. And then just keep it going. Again, it sounds so cliche, but every day, you know, we want to go get better every day, and I think so up to this point we've done that.
What's got you most excited about this upcoming season?
Oh, there's lots. Well, that we're still playing football. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, numbers are down everywhere, but the fact that we've got enough guys to go, interesting from making the switch to 8-man. Anytime you do something new is always kind of cool and unique. Again, football is football, but this is a new version of football for us. So, I think that's got us fired up.
We're going to talk in just a second to your four captains. Maybe just briefly talk about what they're going to mean to this team this year.
Leadership. We talk about leadership all the time on and off the field. When you're in school, you know, how can you help lead some of your classmates? You know, it's not just – some people might think that being a captain, you get to go out for the coin toss, you know. But, with these four, they've been in the weight room. They've been in all the summer workouts. They've done the work. They've put the effort in, more so than maybe anybody we've had here since I've been around here. So our summer was really good, and it was led by these four senior captains. I think they will, you know, they'll make Laker Nation proud for sure.
Any big holes you have to fill from last year's squad?
No, I mean, one of the great things is, you know, we start out with eight seniors. You know, once school starts, we got a couple of kids who are still out for summer, but we'll probably end up with 14, 15 total numbers, and, you know, over half of them are seniors. So, like 2 years ago, you know, I said to you in one of these interviews that every team should have 10 seniors every single year. You know, everything goes better. Drills go better and practice goes better because they've done it for 4 years. You know, they know what the expectations are. They help the young guys. And just not enough can be said for senior leadership. And, again, this year we're blessed with it. So, you know, I think that's going to take us down the road.
I guess, finally, if this team stays healthy, you know, God forbid, how good can this team be?
I think we can be real good. You know, but every season and every team comes down to, you know, we can't get hurt, we can't get tired, you know, we got to keep our grades up, you know, all those things that we have to do. But I think if those things do hold true, yeah, I see real positive, you know, outcome for this year. I'm really excited for it.
Who's running your offense this year?
Well, that depends. Potentially Dayden Shaw, could be Brandon Buchanan, Connor Casey, you know, and any one of those three. We'll have to see how the rest of camp goes to figure that out.
All right. It's the typical quarterback battle.
Yes, it is. But, yeah, this is a three-way battle.
All right. Good to see you. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
We now hear from four of the seniors that Coach Riley is looking to lead the Lakers this season. They are Connor Casey, Dayden Shaw, Brandon Buchanan, and Terrence Allen.
Connor, we'll start with you. If you were to go to on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, how ready are you for this football season now?
A definite 10.
What's got you most excited about this upcoming season?
The potential we have, I guess, with all the seniors. A lot of these guys I've been playing with since 7th grade, and they've always stuck with it all the way up to my senior year, so I'm excited to see what we can accomplish this year.
Usually we'll ask a coach, maybe we'll ask you as one of the captains, what do you think might be some of the keys to this year's team? To be successful, what needs to happen? What do you think is going to really work well for LMC to have a successful season?
I think keeping a positive energy in practice. Last year we didn't have the best year, and I felt like a lot of that resonated with the kind of practice we had. Our practices weren't very upbeat, our energy was low, intensity wasn't as high as what it should have been, and that kind of reflected our record last year.
I asked Coach, and I'll ask each one of you guys, but first of all, with you, Connor, going from 11-man to 8-man, has it been a big adjustment for you as far as the preseason practices go?
I mean, not necessarily. It's just less guys in the field, less people you got to worry about. It's kind of nice, actually, looking at it.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Dayden, for you, pretty excited to get this thing going?
Yes, sir.
I guess for you, the preseason practices, you've gone through this over the last couple of years. Has it been pretty much the same as we were talking about going from 11-man to 8-man? Have things been pretty much the same, or have there been adjustments for you?
As far as last year and between this year, I think we took a different approach this year as far as, like, kids getting in the weight room. We even had middle schoolers getting in the weight room this year, so I think it was a different mindset. As being, like, an athlete that plays multiple sports, you know, I hate losing, so to me, last year was unacceptable. But I feel like since we've taken a different approach this year, I feel like we'll have, like, more of a positive outcome.
You've got one of the captain's roles. Do you find yourself approaching the season a little bit differently now because of that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think personally I took the biggest leadership role last year, but I feel like I can do better this year. We have a lot of improving to do, but with the seniors, as Connor touched on, with the amount of seniors we have, I think we can do better. We, you know, we have more experience now.
What you've seen from the group, do you like what you've seen from these players getting ready for the season so far, the first week of practice?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially with the new additions we have. I feel like we can do a lot better than what we did. So.
All right. Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Brandon.
Yes, sir.
Another season here. How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
What do you think it's going to take to have a successful season? What really needs to happen for you guys for this to be a positive and really successful season at LMC?
I just feel like everybody as a single person has to step up, and even though some are not captains, then they have to bring that leadership to the team. I feel like that everyone as a person is a big role to the team, and it's just going to take all our effort to have a successful season.
You've put in a lot of work, but it looks like the coaching staff is doing enough to make these workouts, preseason practices, enjoyable for you guys. Is that, would you say that's true?
Yes, I feel like the coaches have done a lot of things to really bring that mindset of intensity to all the workouts and to have like a team first mentality brung to the team. And I feel like it's really catching like the football heart, like the love of football to the younger players. And I feel like that is going to benefit our team a lot.
For you personally, what role are you expecting to play on the team this year?
I'm going to be taking the more on-field leader role and try to be more of a motivational leader to our team.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Terrence, for you, the season's finally here. How anxious have you been to get this season ready to go?
I've been very anxious.
How busy of a summer was it for you personally? What were some of the things you were doing getting ready for this football season?
Recruiting, one of the big things. Spreading the word of football. Me personally, working out, keeping my body in shape, and keeping in touch with my teammates.
That's a key. What you just said is recruiting. What are you telling some of your friends and some of your classmates? You know, hey, come out. You know, you are there. You know, people in school, come out for football. What do you tell them?
Football builds character. It brings another side of you out. It turns you into a man quicker than other things will do for you.
And the coach had mentioned the amount of seniors that are on this year's team. That's going to be a big key for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We're having more seniors. It helps take the lower people, like the freshmen, under our wing and build them up for their senior year. And the rotation keeps going and going. So that shows that we've done our job with them.
You got to take one game at a time, one day at a time in that. But as you look ahead to the season, what do you think are going to be some of the keys for this thing to be successful?
Well, buying into the system that the coach has given us, actually believing in how it works, studying it, and just putting your execution and putting it on the work.
I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask you anyways. Just up until now, you having fun?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by the smile on your face, you're getting ready for the season.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Again, Lake Michigan Catholic has moved to the 8-man division. They are part of the newly formed Southwest Michigan 8-man football league. They open the season on the road at Tecumseh August 29th, followed by a road game at Bridgman in week 2. Their home opener is in week 3, September 13th, as they face Michigan Lutheran. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com, Southwest Michigan's sports station.